Consciency Thaddeus, I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. It is September 5th, 2017. The time is 10:08 a.m. and we are at the beginning of our CJO session on day one. Congressman Maker, Wadaka.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day and thank you for this time of this year and for the time for our sake. As we gather here to conduct the business of our nation, our people have put us here to make the big decisions that are necessary to make our people go forward into the future. Thank you. Bless all our leaders, chiefs, assistant chiefs, of Congress, all of our elected officials, all of our tribal directors, and all of our state people. We pay a special attention to the elders, the children, and the fathers, bless them. And those that are grieving, may God bless them. Be with them and also our service members, wherever we may be. All these things in God's name.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is the executive message by Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, members of the Congress. I agree with everyone who has said this is a good time for a reset. What they meant is we need to work together to finish the executive branch budget while the Congress also works on its own budget and the budget of the Osage Judicial Branch. After the recent Supreme Court decision, we have consulted with the Osage Treasurer and others, which resulted in one executive branch budget needing appropriation of funds, and this has been submitted to you. The role of the Treasurer is very large for this government. Both the Osage Congress and the Executive Branch have relied upon the Treasurer and the controller to provide all of our financial information. Access to all financial information will continue as before. There are many programs in the executive branch and all have their missions as described in their program plans. The program directors and coordinators need to be able to explain these missions and the resources they need to complete their missions. This requires them to visit with members of the Osage Congress, which I love. Providing the information given to you is accurate and verifiable. Verification of information is in the offices of the Director of Operations, Compliance, Strategic Planning and Self-Governance, along with the Treasurer. They may refer to others, such as information about prepared buildings from the storms, which may be best answered by the properties team, or information about what the Osage Nation is doing about the intensifying battle over legal jurisdiction and water rights, which is best answered by the Attorney General. Even then, there will be in this session requests for funding, which only a few people can provide answers. An example is our tribal enterprises, known as LLCs. It is my understanding the Osage Congress and the Office of the Chiefs will be receiving proposals for funding projects which have tremendous potential. Only those board members and the LLC staff can answer the questions we will have. Assistant Chief Redcorn and I share similar views on the separate roles of the three branches of the Osage government, and he will speak those views over the next few weeks. This is the Z-Show session, and although those of our people who fully understood the meanings of the HUMPA and Z-Show signs of our tribal organization passed on, we do remember the dominant characteristic of all that is Z-Show is peace. I sincerely hope the Z-Show qualities of our people find expression in this session by both the executive branch and Osage Congress. Today is a new day, and together we can make good use of it. Thank you.
Thank you. We are here to begin our Z-Show session, and first I would like to begin by stating we are quite out of our element this morning as we begin this session. We are in a new location for the time being, in case anyone was wondering. We've had flooding in our congressional chambers, and so I would like to thank the chief and the assistant chief, the tribal works office, the tribal IT department, our own IT, Jeremy Tolbert, especially our staff who has worked hard to pull this together, Congressman Tillman for the suggestion. I think it looks nice down here. I think everyone has done a fine job, and I'm pleased to be here this morning. And I apologize if I left anyone out who has made this happen, but I thank you very much. Next, I would like to address Congressman Supernaw is gone this morning out for a funeral this morning. I would like to ask that we keep the Choctaw people in our prayers. A friend of ours, his daughter-in-law, is a friend to many Osage people. And she has lost her mother, so that's where Congressman Supernaw is, as well as our colleague, Congresswoman Buffalo Head, lost her father-in-law late last night, Henry Collins, who is well-known by Osage people and have good relationship with him, and he's always been among us. And he's dear in my heart. He was there for me in a very difficult time in need. And so I would just like to ask that you keep the Collins and Buffalo Head families in your prayers, as we all know that as Indian people, our relationships extend throughout Indian country like that. So I would just like to ask that they remain our prayers and mention that this morning. So our legislative priorities are clearly to appropriate the operating funds of the executive, legislative, and judicial branches. There's been much review and discussion over the past month. Preparations met again this morning, and we're working as a Congress full speed ahead. We've begun processing these budgets into legislative form. Legislation has been filed for the direct benefits, the health benefit, the education scholarship fund, as well as the burial assistance. Is it a priority for us to
as the Congress to ensure that the Osage Nation fiscal position is as strong as it can be and as strong as it has been. And that's the work that we're here to do. So without wasting any more time, I would just like to say good day to you all. Glad we're all together to do this important work of the Osage people. And Washkon, Kapanaw. Report to select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for to the speaker for making this happen. It's a good alternative. I'm sorry that our chambers finally flooded one too many times, but here we are, and I'm happy to be here setting up an office here, so thank you. Bills and resolutions on first reading. ONCA 1772 is an act to authorize and appropriate $9,100,000 to the Health Benefit Plan Fund for the fiscal year 2018 and to establish an alternate effective date. This bill, based on past spending, includes funding for currently the $500 individual health benefit. It has a carryover amount anticipated in it, and it also includes funds for implementing the Part D prescription drug benefit for all eligible Osages, which is part of the law, current law. Currently, some Medicare recipients are being afforded that, very few Osage members. This allows for non-discriminatory allocation for all members.
Continue.
ONCA 1773 is an act to authorize and appropriate $8,100,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. This amount is based on the enrollment figures which we received from our third party administrator for the fall. It supports current levels of the scholarships. It may be sufficient to support the 5% increase that the state enacted in the fall, and it's always been our goal to keep our scholarship levels consistent with the highest public academic higher education university, college, etc. in the state. So I'm hoping that we can explore that and see whether we are able in the winter quarter and in the spring to keep pace with what the state's doing in terms of public education. ONCA 1774 is an act to authorize and appropriate $450,000 for the Burial Assistance Fund from fiscal year 2018. Revenue establish an alternate effective date. This is the amount that we have calculated to be sufficient to cover all prospective needs for our tribal members, families, through the fiscal year. You might know that this year that money was not appropriated in a sufficient level, and we had to come back for a special session along with the health benefit. So these numbers are sufficient to get us, we hope, to get us through the year and not require a special session. So that was the most important thing.
Thank you. Congressman Sullivan.
Thank you, Assistant Chief, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Reading in ONCA 17-91, an act to amend 21 ONC Section 1-102 of the Osage Nation Membership Act to define birth certificate and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Baca Lopez.
Thank you. Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, those in attendance. I'm reading in OMCA 1792, an act to amend the definition of national emergency in special session law 15 ONC section 1-104 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Shaw.
CA 1794, an act to establish a summer program to introduce Osages to careers in the health industry at an early age to appropriate $20,520.
Thank you. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. Reading in OMCA 1795, an act to authorize and appropriate $30,000 as a grant to the City of Harmony for the purchase of a fire truck and to establish an alternate effective date. Just a comment on this. This is to supplement the City of Harmony. They have already raised money themselves and also applied for a grant. This is to the purchase of an updated fire engine. Very needed. We all know of all the emergencies that happen, and our first responders take care of a lot of land down in Osage County, land on Osage restricted land. And we also have one of our villages, our traditional camp, 160 acres. The first responders will take care of all the Osage restricted land and our buildings. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. And without objection, I will read in Congressman Shepard's bill. OMCA 1796, an act to amend the Open Meetings Act at 15 ONC Section 7107, require executive sessions to be recorded by the body and to prohibit public bodies from excluding elected officials from executive sessions on a limited basis and to establish an alternate effective date.
Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place bill number ONCA 1799 on first reading on today's agenda. It's the executive branch budget bill.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. There's no discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
1799. Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason? Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Superman? No. Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Whitehair?
Yes.
Speaker Kraft?
Yes.
Motion. ONCA 1799 on first reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn. Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief Redcorn, I'd like to read in bill number ONCA 1799 to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $61,453,024 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Okay.
ONCA 1772 is assigned to appropriations. ONCA 1773, appropriations. ONCA 1774 is assigned to appropriations. ONCA 1791 is assigned to membership. ONCA 1792, governmental operations. ONCA 1794, health and social services. ONCA 1795, governmental operations. ONCA 1796, governmental operations. And ONCA 1799, appropriations. We're now on motions and notices. Are there any motions or notices this morning? Congressman Tillman.
Rules and Ethics and Endorsement Committee meeting, IFS.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to move that the speaker contact the treasurer and set up a presentation from the audit company for the FY16 audit.
Second.
Okay, motion made and seconded. Congresswoman Edwards.
Amend that to within 7 business days.
Is there a second to the amendment?
Second.
Okay, we'll now vote on the amendment as amended to add within 7 business days. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, it's been amended to for the speaker to contact the treasurer for a presentation from the audit.
FY16 audit company.
FY16, the company for the FY16 audit presentation within 7 business days. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. And I will get that done today. Are there any more motions or notices? Congressman Shaw.
Health and Social Services committee meeting today at 1 o'clock. We'll discuss ONCA 1794 as well as the health and wellness financials.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Walker.
GovOps will meet today from 2:45 to 4, and we're going to review financials.
Thank you. Anything else? Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
I sent an email to Speaker and the clerk, but I wanted to let the rest of my colleagues know I will be out tomorrow for a mandatory appointment with my aunt, one of my aunts, for a liver transplant, so I will not be here for the entire day. That includes committee meetings. So if I have any legislation on a GovOps agenda, could you please move it? Thank you.
Thank you. If there's nothing else, Chair would entertain a motion.
We have to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
So, Allison, do you need to? I got some documents to stamp in, including a proposed deal that I've traded. It's really just a launching.